You're with Annie on 3CR Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Mark on the line. G'day, Mark. How are you?
Well, Annie, how are you?
Good. Now, you, earlier this month, you were a very busy boy. You were locked on at the Llama logging coop, and it's in resistance to Clearfell logging habitat of the Greater Glider. Can you talk to our listeners about what's going on there?
Yes, so the Greater Glider is one of the most gorgeous little critters in our native forests, and it is an endangered species. And the Greater Glider lives in mature native forests, so that's old-growth trees. And so this is, you know, old-growth trees are not a resource that we can get back simply by reforestation. So there's been an injunction against logging coops with Greater Glider sightings in them, as part of a court case, but Vic Forest successfully managed to somehow get three coops rescheduled, despite having Greater Gliders in them. And so, by way of demonstrating our continued resistance against this destruction, I decided that I couldn't let that happen.
Yeah, because as you point out, it falls to ordinary people to take radical action to protect forests that have more value than just the planks that they are made from them when they're felled.
That's right. Yeah, and a lot of the native forest logging that's going on is going to pallets and wood chips and paper. So it basically ends up in landfill. About 85% of it ends up in landfill after one or two uses.
Well, a couple of years ago, I stood on the steps of Victoria Parliament because there was this big announcement saying that there'd be no more logging in state forests. But then it was 2030 that was when it was going to cease.
Yes.
But we're running out of time, aren't we?
Well, it seems to be the approach of Vic Forest to make sure that there is no state forest left to log by 2030.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like we're running out of the string that's going to hold us to in safety.
That's right.
What happened to you? Give us a word picture of what actually happened on the day.
I was with a group of stalwarts, entered the coop in the very early morning. As a habitual night owl, I can't tell you how challenging this was. it's probably the worst part of the whole experience. With a steel device, a welded steel device, I locked my arms around a logging, like an excavator, I think they're called, a harvester, I think they're called.
They're actually pretty brutal machines, aren't they? Because they do swathe through the logs, don't they? The trees.
They are terrifying machines and rather large. We sort of heard and saw from the authorities, Vic Forest and Game Management Police, and Vic Police, Vic Pol. At various points throughout the day, they sort of came and went. Those three bodies have different levels of authority and different, you know, ability to act in logging coops. And so there came a certain point where I would have been removed if I weren't locked on, so I locked on for good, as it were. And then I stayed there with various authorities doing their level best to convince me to unlock for about 4 hours. Until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, when I guess I'd had enough, and I unlocked myself, and then I gave a quick interview to Vic Pol, gave my identity, and then was allowed to leave. They sort of walked me 50 metres down the road and told me to keep going.
That's interesting. Who are the Game Management Police, and who pays for them?
So they're a body that is empowered to enact regulations and laws in logging coops specifically, well, and in forests, I think, generally. And I would have to imagine that we pay for them.
Ah, extraordinary. Isn't this extraordinary? So it's very, very, they're really, really thinking it through, aren't they? The issue of, were you arrested?
So I was told that I was under arrest while I was locked on, and that, while I continued to be locked on, I was under a state of arrest. But once I unlocked, I was allowed to leave. So I wasn't taken into custody. I think because police are relatively under-resourced out in the region, like, I don't think they have a huge complement or a huge battery of cells to throw me in. They really were reluctant to actually take me into custody.
Oh, that's interesting. What can you give us an understanding of why the Supreme Court, what grounds did the Supreme Court give for granting Vic Forrest the right to log in this area despite knowing it is home to the endangered greater glider?
So when a greater glider is found in a coop that's not been injuncted, Vic Forrest are required to set up exclusion zones of about 240 metres around the area where the glider has been found. And that is the case with these three coops, that gliders have been found. These exclusion zones have been set up. And so Vic Forrest were able to successfully argue that, well, we've already set up these exclusion zones in these coops, so we're just going to go and take the rest. But they haven't surveyed the rest of those coops to see if there are more gliders in them. They're just going to cut them down. And so they can sort of argue that, oh, we've got exclusion zones in place, and they can point at a bit of unlogged forest and say, there's your glider, don't worry. But they haven't done the due diligence to actually make sure that there are no other gliders in that area.
Yeah, what you don't know can't hurt you, as it were.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very good of you people to be fighting for the forest, because people sitting in Melbourne, these forests are actually quite close to Melbourne, but out of sight, out of mind, right?
That's right, yeah. So it's less than 2 hours' drive away. And might I add that you drive through a forest of mountain ash, which is another threatened species, this time of trees. I'd encourage anyone living in Melbourne to get out there and spend more time in native forests generally for two reasons. One, it's incredibly regenerative, and we don't get enough nature in our lives as city dwellers as it is. But two, once you get out there and you see what they're doing to these places, then I have no doubt that you'll want to start taking the same sort of action that I have been.
Mm. We just got some information that there's a blockade at in the Rubicon, where they're trying to protect the Rubicon and Royston River valleys. It's very similar to what you have been trying to get people to understand, that this we're in the middle of a potential cascading ecological disaster here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I've been a campaigner against climate change for some years. And I see this action, both as concerning the gliders and the forest, which are dear to me, but as part of this greater systemic ecological collapse that we're undergoing. And we need to be taking action everywhere and in every sphere of life, in every industry, in every level of government, to halt this absolute disaster that we are living through already.
So what's the state of play at the moment for the coops?
Well, as far as the glider having coops go, there's these three coops that have been scheduled. As far as I'm aware, we managed to stop work in one of them for one day, but I have no reason to expect they haven't continued. I believe the second one that was the first one that was rescheduled. The second one that was rescheduled will be open soon. I couldn't possibly say what might happen there. But yeah, that's, as far as I'm aware, they're just going to go ahead and do it without a lot more people power. Yeah, I'm afraid, you know, it's very likely that it's going to lose these big kids.
Well, who do they contact? Who do people contact to perhaps increase the people power?
So there are meetings at Black Spot Cultural Centre on the second Tuesday evening of every month, where they can learn about things like surveying and the various actions that can be taken. They're held by Victorian Forest Alliance, so not affiliated with the direct action. But that various people in Extinction Rebellion as well would be a good way to go. And otherwise, yeah, be around forest activism and ask around.
Thank you very much for talking to me this morning.
Yeah, no worries, Annie. Thanks very much for having me.